Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Money Girl podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author of several books, including my award-winning paperback, Money Girl: Smart Moves to Grow Rich. This show is all about helping you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. You'll find the notes for this show with links to all the resources that I'm going to mention on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 431, called Should You Get or Pay Off a Home Mortgage? One of the most hotly debated topics in personal finance is whether you should be totally debt-free or not. While some people are hell-bent on getting rid of any type of debt faster than a hot potato, others tout its advantages, particularly for mortgages. In this show, I'll cover five main advantages of having a mortgage and when you should wait for one. You'll find out whether it's a good idea to pay off a mortgage ahead of schedule and how much debt you should have to maintain a healthy financial life. Debt is a complex issue because some experts insist that no amount of debt is acceptable, even a mortgage. Others say that financing a home is okay, but borrowing for a car or making purchases on a credit card is a financial mistake. And another camp thinks that just about any type of debt is acceptable as long as you can afford the payments. My stance is that controlling your debt is an important part of being financially healthy, no matter your age or stage in life. The type and total amount of debt you can handle depends on your unique goals and the bigger picture of your financial life. So that's what we're going to explore. There's no doubt that having no debt can feel liberating. In an ideal world, no one would need to borrow because we could afford anything, right? But as you know, of course, paying cash for big ticket items isn't always possible. And in some cases, I hope to convince you that using debt can actually be a smarter financial move than spending your cash. If this is a new concept to you, you might be thinking, how can debt ever be good? Well, debt that creates wealth or the potential to earn more money is incredibly valuable. It might allow you to finance a home that rises in value. You can use it to manage your cash flow, get an education, or even start your own business. An inexpensive loan that comes with money-saving tax breaks is a powerful financial tool. On the flip side, expensive debt that's used to purchase consumer goods or services that depreciate quickly, like cars and electronics, or have absolutely no value, like clothes, dining out, and vacations, cause you to lose wealth instead of build it. For instance, if you charge $1,000 on a credit card with a 25% APR or annual percentage rate and pay it off in 3 years, the total you'll pay with interest is over $1,500. You probably purchased something that you really didn't need and also paid 50% more for it. Not a wise move. So you can't lump all debt together and reject it wholesale. Don't get so obsessed about eliminating cheap debt that you lose sight of how it can help you create wealth. That's like not seeing the forest for the trees. In other words, put debt in its proper perspective. Your ultimate financial goal should be to create wealth, not to simply eliminate all debt. As I previously mentioned, mortgages are the most beloved type of debt, even though they're typically our largest financial commitment. So what gives? Mortgages are considered good debt for some very good reasons. Here are five ways getting a home mortgage can improve your financial life over the short and long term. Advantage number one, the home mortgage interest deduction cuts taxes. This is one of the biggest gifts Uncle Sam gives homeowners, the home mortgage interest tax deduction. It's a huge incentive to make the leap from renting to buying real estate. A tax deduction is an amount you can subtract from your taxable income. That saves you money because it reduces the amount of tax you have to pay. When you borrow money to buy, build, or remodel a home, you're allowed to deduct the mortgage interest you pay each year. Let's say you buy a home for $250,000 with a $50,000 down payment and a $200,000 mortgage. If the loan is fixed for 30 years at a 4.5% interest rate, your payment for principal and interest would be just over $1,000 per month or $12,000 a year. In the first year, the interest portion of your payments would total over $8,900. So if you claim the home mortgage interest deduction, $8,900 of your income won't be taxed. Depending on how much you earn and your tax rate, claiming the deduction could reduce what you owe or increase your tax refund by thousands of dollars. You can deduct interest paid on your main home and a second home on mortgage balances up to $1 million or $500,000 if you're married and file taxes separately. Additionally, interest paid up to $100,000 or $50,000 if you're married filing separately of home equity loans or lines of credit is generally tax deductible. The main requirements to claim the mortgage interest deduction are that your debt is secured by the property, you have an ownership interest in the home, and you must file taxes on Form 1040 and itemize deductions on Schedule A, and I'll have links to those forms in the show notes. By the way, student loans are another type of debt with a built-in tax deduction. Depending on your income, you may be eligible to claim up to $2,500 of interest you pay for an education loan. But there is no tax deduction for interest paid on other types of debt, such as credit cards, car loans, or personal loans. Okay, moving on to advantage number two, mortgages are relatively cheap. While it might seem like buying a home has become less affordable in some areas of the country, mortgage rates are still at historic lows. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage cost about 10% in 1990, but today, 4% rates are widely available. Because the Federal Reserve has confidence in our strengthening economy, they just bumped up interest rates by 25 basis points, or 0.025%. That's the first rate increase we've seen in nearly a decade. Even so, a mortgage is still the cheapest large loan you can get with a 30-year repayment term. One reason mortgage rates are low compared to other types of credit, such as personal loans and credit cards, is because you go through a very strict approval process. Another is because you have to pledge your house as collateral, which means the lender can take it if you don't pay the loan as agreed. And when you factor in the tax deductibility that I just mentioned, your rate gets even cheaper. For example, let's say you have a 4% fixed rate mortgage and your average tax rate is 30%. That reduces your after-tax mortgage rate down to just 2.8%. Having such a low net interest rate is why your mortgage should be the very last debt you tackle. Paying it off would be like getting a risk-free 2.8% after-tax return on an investment. That's not bad, but you could put your cash in moderate investments and earn 5% after taxes to make an even bigger profit. Having a mortgage allows you to invest more money and create more wealth than you otherwise would. So keep your low-interest debt and use your excess cash to make investments that exceed what you pay for the loan. Advantage number three of having a mortgage is the value of your property should rise. In addition to a mortgage being relatively inexpensive, It allows you to own an asset that can appreciate in value over time. And when it does, your real estate can be a major source of wealth. Now, real estate prices may not rise. How much appreciation you may see depends on factors like the economy, your location, local amenities such as the school system, public transportation, and access to shopping, the condition of your property, and how desirable your neighborhood is. Many markets see home values rise at the rate of 3% per year. If you buy a $300,000 home, it could be worth close to $550,000 in 20 years. You'll have $250,000 in equity, even if you have an interest-only mortgage with a principal balance that never goes down. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Advantage number four, fixed mortgages fight inflation. If you plan on putting down roots and staying in a home for the long run, getting a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is wise. Your monthly payment will never go up, even though your income and the cost to rent a comparable home probably will go up over the next three decades. I mentioned that the Fed recently raised rates, and they're likely to make a series of additional small interest rate hikes over the next few years. That's going to affect all variable rate loans, lines of credit, and credit cards. So if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, what's called an ARM, consider refinancing into a fixed rate loan so you stay safe from rising rates. And if you already have a fixed rate mortgage that's at least 1% above going market rates, consider refinancing quickly to a lower rate loan to save money before the cheap loans disappear. I'll put links to some of my recommendations for the best places to shop for a new mortgage, a refinance, or a home improvement loan in the notes for the show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. And the last advantage is mortgages improve your credit score. In addition to building wealth, having a mortgage can help you build your credit score over time. Having different types of credit accounts, such as installment loans, credit cards, and lines of credit, is a factor, albeit a minor one, in calculating your credit. The idea is that when you use a variety of credit, instead of just one type, you can demonstrate responsible use of different kinds of financial products, which makes you appear less risky. Dutifully paying a mortgage on time indicates that you can handle a large financial commitment responsibly. When you apply for and get approved for a mortgage, there is an immediate slight ding to your credit for opening a new account. However, when you pay on time, which is a major factor in your scores, and add a new type of credit to your mix, the net effect should boost your credit within 6 months to a year. And if you refinance down the road, when you have a better credit score, you can qualify for a lower interest rate. To sum up, there are some terrific advantages to having a mortgage. If you're flush with cash and have more than enough investments to fund your retirement, then paying off your mortgage might be best for you. Just don't forget that once you send money to a lender to pay off a loan early, you can't get it back if you fall on hard times or have unexpected expenses. I heard a guy on a popular financial radio show telling the host that he was so happy to have cashed out his retirement accounts and investments to pay off his mortgage earlier in the year. But my heart sank when he reported that he had just lost his job and had no cash in the bank to buy groceries or to pay utilities, property taxes, home repairs, medical bills, or for any type of insurance. Guys, that's why you don't pay off a mortgage unless you're already wealthy. If you drain your resources to give them to a lender in the form of extra mortgage payments, you lose control of your money. Then, the only way to get your money back is to qualify for a home equity line of credit called a HELOC, which might offer a percentage of your equity only, or you'll have to sell your home. Instead, stay safe by keeping your cash liquid. Even though there are many advantages to having a mortgage, you should never get one that's more than you can afford. Lenders have guidelines about how much debt borrowers should have, and you should also be very familiar with your budget and make sure you can handle the monthly payment, plus property taxes, insurance, and estimated annual home repairs. The typical requirement is that your house payment can't exceed 28 to 30% of your monthly pre-tax income, and the total of all your debts, including the mortgage payment, generally should not add up to more than 36 to 40% of your gross income. While borrowing lets you pursue the dream of homeownership, taking on a mortgage and maintaining a home is a huge commitment. If your job or family situation makes it likely that you won't stay in a home for at least 5 years, I would rent instead. I own a fair amount of investment real estate, but am renting my apartment in the San Francisco Bay Area right now. When my husband and I relocated here from Florida a few years ago, we weren't sure if we'd stay more than a few years, and we still aren't. So we haven't considered buying, even though we could afford to, and it's a hot market. You should only buy a home when you're confident that you won't need to sell it in the short term, when you believe that it should appreciate in value, you have steady income, and you qualify for a competitive interest rate. And numbers aside, if you're convinced that being 100% debt-free is the only way that you'll feel secure or have peace of mind, then don't ever get a mortgage. Save up until you can pay cash for a house or be a long-term renter. If you're looking for resources and tools that I recommend for just about every area of your financial life, check out my tools page at lauradadams.com. And to keep the money conversation going, join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. It's filled with like-minded people who are reaching for and accomplishing big financial goals, just like you. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook. Or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS to the number 33444. Again, that's DOLLARS, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to the number 33444. I hope to see you and have some interaction in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.